the buses would come down from Brockton, because Brockton was a city, and they would come down about 7 o'clock in the morning, and 3:30 in the afternoon, they would come back to pick up the people and bring them back to Brockton, and they dropped off the night shift. And you would just see walls and walls of people.
Was it going 24 hours?
Most of the time, in the 40s.
So during wartime, it was running 24 hours?
Right.
Yeah.
And every so often, you would hear an explosion, something blew up.
Yeah.
And my father blew up in 1950 or 51.
He himself was killed?
No, he blew, one person was killed, but it was July 3rd, and the Jocelyn's house was here, and the road was here, and the guardhouse was just a little further down, and he was coming up, but someone stopped him to go in, some state inspector or something. They went down there, about 15 minutes later, you heard a big boom, and we didn't see him for 6 months.
You didn't see?
My father.
Why not?
That's how bad he was hurt.
Oh, so he was hurt in the explosion?
Yeah, yeah.
And how many people were there? Was there anybody killed in the explosion?
One.
Yeah.
My father opened up the door, and the only thing that saved him, it blew him into the water.
Into the water?
Yeah, I think it's called Factory Pond.
So he opened the door of the factory.
Yeah, I mean, there were hundreds of buildings down there.
Yeah, and so he opened it, and the door saved him, and he got blown back into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? The state inspector was there?
It was some type of inspector.
He was killed?
Somebody was. I'm not sure who.
Okay. And was that a common occurrence to have people killed in the explosions?
There's a common occurrence of having an explosion and stuff, and people were hurt, but I don't think too many people were killed down there.